Like, I'm no good at meditating, or I'm too fucking whatever my problem is with meditating, so fine. But, you know, because you're suggesting that I'm in the same mental state that I am when I'm drunk, I just decided to just out loud ask, what would you like to tell me? And, you know, there was hesitation, and then I waited, and I very just distinctly heard words, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Well, then I started bawling.
I mean, okay, that sounds significant.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and report, that's all.
Do you know what it, like, is that attached to something in particular to you?
Does that, no, not necessarily. I think it's just this little tiny person inside of me that was convinced that shit's going wrong and it's because of me, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that is to give yourself a sense of control.
Okay.
A sense of, like, this happened for a reason, and therefore, like, it makes some amount of sense, and you have some way of understanding or predicting in the future.
Right.
And so, like, you have to...
fucking up, things will keep fucking up predictably, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's pretty straightforward, and it is kind
right.
of, like, you can, you know, you can get a feel for the kind of nervous system logic and the way it thinks, and then you can also understand when you bring that thinking into the consciousness, now you can actually, like, have a dialogue where you are understanding, like, your parents from now an adult perspective rather than the three-year-old perspective, right?
Yep.
And at the time, you were powerless, but that's actually no longer the case, right?
Right.
So even though you couldn't, like, process that then or have a better understanding of it then, like, you can reprocess it now and you can have that, and that can inform your future actions in a better way than it's your fault, right?
Yeah.
So that's the whole process of it. But, yeah, I don't think you're bad at it then. You know, like, that's what it's like. Just you practice that through meditation. Your brain will talk to you. Kind of interesting.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I guess, you know, I thought it's sort of cheesy to just literally say the words out loud, you know, what's on your mind or whatever. What do you want to tell me?
Yeah.
But I also thought, I kind of suspected that if I just did that, that it was going to work, you know?
Yeah. Right. But it's not, I mean, if you had done that today without working on this for 7 months, that wouldn't happen. You know what I mean?
That makes sense too.
So
yeah.
You're curating the understanding and the attitude and the lack of judgment and all that that goes into it. And, like,
right.
the broader point, as I'm sure you've heard me say, is that when you're dealing with, like, all kinds of human behavior, like, your brain has that idea and it is telling you, but not in words, rather than manipulating you through your limbic system and your emotions.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, that doesn't seem like as good of an idea as just encouraging it just to tell you.
Right.
Right? And then you can be like, yeah, okay, well, that's, you know, a reasonable thing to feel at the time. But let's, like,
so,
you know, contextualize that.
Feels like I'm in control, therefore I'm hooked on it's my fault. So all I need to do is for everything to keep on being my fault, and I will feel in control.
Well, that's better than feeling powerless, right? Because at the time,
correct.
If your brain had come up with an explanation that was, this has nothing to do with you, then that's the same thing as you're powerless.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.